Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So a year ago at this time, we were getting pretty amped up. Texans had picks 2 and 12.
Amped up, but also terrified.
Yeah.
A lot of rumor and scuttlebutt that the Texans wouldn't take a quarterback. You know, Mel Kiper's final mock draft had the Texans taking Will Anderson at number 2.
Yep.
And then the Titans traded up to take C.J. Stroud.
In his mock draft.
Thanks for reminding me that.
I just heard that in a vacuum. I'm like, they what?
Yeah, is that? But yeah, if the Titans had C.J. Stroud, I don't know. Maybe Mike Vrabel still has his job this
year. Yeah. Seriously, maybe he does. Didn't happen that way. They've got Will Levis, and Mike Vrabel is fired. So let's relive it. We didn't know, and honestly, and C.J. says like he didn't know he was going to go to the Texans. We didn't know. Kind of got the inkling it was going down was when I got a push notification from one of those gambling sites saying that the odds on C.J. Stroud getting drafted with the second overall pick have gone to minus 6,000.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So
you were on it.
Well, I didn't bet it or anything
that.
But I looked down at my phone and I said, all these people that are worried about this right now, I didn't want to spoil it.
How long before the draft was that?
It was while the Texans were on the clock.
Okay.
Yeah, in the draft. Yeah. So they were minus 6,000 to draft C.J. Stroud.
I remember that there was a really stark shift in the odds. I didn't realize it was that close to the actual pick.
Yeah, it was minus 6,000. For those who don't know, that means you got to risk $6,000 to win 100. So it's a prohibitive.
With interest rates what they are these days, that is a stupid bet. That's a really dumb bet.
Yeah, don't do it.
If you can make that money, if you can make the money just by sticking it in a money market account, don't make the bet. Okay?
Especially because you won't lose the whole money market account. You'll lose the whole $6,000 if you lose the bet. So here's what it sounded like. C.J. Stroud getting picked by the Houston Texans.
With the second pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select C.J. Stroud, quarterback, Ohio State.
What's up, Nick?
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling a lot better now.
Welcome to Texas, bud.
Yes, sir.
Excited to have
you.
No, I look forward to working with you. D'Amico's going to get on the phone here in a little bit. He'll visit with you here, and then we'll catch up with you after. But congratulations. You've earned this opportunity, and you know, we can't wait to get started with you.
Thanks for the opportunity, man. I promise I won't let you down. I'm going to work my tail off.
You got it.
CJ, what's up, my man?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, man. Hey, we're all fired up, man. Excited, right? Can't wait to get to work with you, man. You ready to go? Ready to compete?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Just like we talked about, man. That's all I'm about. Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know it, man. Let's go do work.
CJ.
How you doing?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you for trusting in me.
Well, you worked hard to earn this, and so we look forward to getting you here and seeing your hard work all pay off here as a Texan.
Yes, sir. Yeah, most definitely. I promise to work hard.
I was relieved more than anything else when they drafted C.J. Stroud.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They drafted a quarterback.
They drafted a quarterback.
It wasn't even as much about C.J. Stroud himself as it was like, oh, thank God they drafted a quarterback.
Yeah.
Who knew what we were.
And I talked myself into C.J. Stroud at that point, too. I was a Bryce Young.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, you know what happened was I had, when it looked more and more apparent that if the Texans took a quarterback, it was going to be C.J. Stroud, you start learning more about it. And some of the preconceptions I had about Stroud, just even by watching, when I started watching more interviews with him, it was different than like kind of the image I'd had from him just Ohio State, where a lot of times all you saw were kind of just, you know, blank-faced press clippings from a disappointing loss or whatever at Ohio State.
Yeah.
The more you dug into it, there was a lot to fall in love with. I will say, I hadn't thought of this until maybe this is like the 48th time I've heard that clip. Caserio did call him Bud.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Be careful with that.
That's what I've learned. I never knew until, like, Ryan Rocket, our old producer.
There's no chance Caserio knows.
When he was working with us, I'd be like, hey, thanks, buddy. Okay, bud. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Ryan Rock.
Disparaging.
In some
term.
Communities, yeah. it's not a loving term necessarily.
Right.
Because both Figgy and Rocket, we've had conversations about this.
Yeah.
When they first started to get to know me, they're like, what the hell's up with this guy calling me buddy
all
the
time? Do you still use it?
Sometimes I slip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Using the B word, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. Just out there, right out there with it.
Right.
It's probably, yeah. You know what? It's probably going to be something that, like, 30 years from now, it will look really bad. Or, like, here's clips of Senate nominee Seth Payne.
Right. If our show gets ripped off the air, it's going to be because you and I used an inappropriate buddy at some point.
Seth Payne trying to run for president. Turns out he was a prolific use of the B word back in the day.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got the audio to prove it. All right, so
good job, CJ, not calling Nick on it.
Yeah, like, that would be a
bud. What's this bud talk?
Trade time.
Yeah.
So they draft CJ, and then they move up. The Texans do from 12 to 3, and that had the draft party buzzing. That had all the people on TV buzzing. Like it they will be hard pressed to replicate tonight a moment like they had last night or last year with CJ Stroud and Will Anderson getting drafted back to back.
The Arizona Cardinals have traded the third pick to the Houston Texans. With the third pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Will Anderson Jr., linebacker, Alabama.
What's up?
How we doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Congratulations, Nick Caserio.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You got it, brother. Happy to have you. We're so excited to have you here. Can't wait for you to get here.
Thank
so,
you.
D'Amico's right here. I'm going to put him on the phone, all right?
All right.
All right, thanks. Yep.
Let's go, my man. Let's go.
Peace out, bye.
Oh, life, baby. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Hey, man.
Let's
happy for you, man. Happy for you, brother. Happy
Thank
for you.
You.
This is an exciting time, man. Can't wait to get to work with you.
I can't wait to work. Thank you for the opportunity, Coach.
No
Thank
doubt.
You.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
Our guys really believe in you. Can't wait to get you here.
Thank you. I can't wait to get there.
All right. So, Will Anderson.
That peace of mind thing is an Alabama thing.
It
of
is?
Some sort. Yeah. Okay. I think that's what he's saying, peace of mind.
Sounds like it, yeah.
But it's some kind of Alabama thing. Alabama's a little bit like Texas A&M. Not quite as culty, but there's a little bit of cultiness to
yeah.
it. I don't think their cultiness came along until they got really good at football.
Right.
I don't think it's as cult-based as Aggies. Aggies are like, well, football or no football.
Will Anderson to the Texans there. You heard him. You heard his family screaming in the background. That was really cool. And then we were done for the night after that. Like, all right, I can go drink now. Where the Texans pick 2 and 3. I don't have to wait around for 12 and be coherent on a video or anything like that.
Yeah.
Let's go celebrate with all these Texan fans. And it was fun. It was a really, really fun night. I think the draft party on Friday is going to be really, really fun because you're operating from a position of being a good football team. You know, rooting for a good football team. It'll be almost... The draft will be the integral thing there that people are watching, but it's almost like another celebration of the team here in the offseason.
Well, and they, you know, 2 years ago, the Texans for the 2022 draft, that was when they first did the Miller Outdoor Theater.
Yeah.
And it went pretty well. I mean,
it was
a good response for the people that came out and got excited about it. But what they did was that they had the previous year's draft picks come out and sign autographs, which at that point was, you know, it was Roy Lopez, it was Davis Mills, there was a lot of guys that, you know, people were happy to see them and everything. But it's different than I don't know if they'll have current players out there doing autographs on Friday
night.
Good
question. Yeah, I don't know.
But there's a better crop from which to choose.
There are,
you know, like in terms of excitability.
And yet I'm like, I don't know if they need to this year.
Right.
You know, like it's I think a lot of people are gonna show up. It's a Friday night, not a Thursday night.
It's a Friday night and there'll be refreshments.
There'll be
refreshments and food trucks.
Can't wait.
Probably a bunch of food. That was hard doing that pre-playoff game show that we did. It was hard because remember, there were a bunch of food trucks.
Oh, were there ever?
And our boss offered to go get us some food, and then he disappeared for 90 minutes.
Disappeared for like an hour and a half.
So I'm just smelling the food trucks, and our boss is gone
yeah.
with my money.
Yeah.
And no, actually, yeah, I think he took it. Hey, thanks, Parker. I think you paid for that now that I think of it. Yeah.
You still took too long.
Yeah, you still took.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, hey, one more
beggars
bonus.
Can't be choosers. And yeah.
I promised a bonus one here. This is Tank Dell getting drafted and D'Amico calling Tank Dell. The drafter right here, the announcer of the pick is Ryan Trahan, who's a YouTuber, vlogger, has a bunch of businesses. He's from Eagle Lake, Texas, so presumably a Texans fan. Here you go.
The Los Angeles Rams have traded the 69th pick to the Houston Texans. With the 69th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Nathaniel Dell, wide receiver out of Houston.
Tank, what's up, my man?
It's on, coach. I promise you it's on.
No doubt, man. I know it's on, man. Get to stay in H-Town, baby.
Yes, sir. I love it. I love y'all, man. Thank y'all.
For sure, man. We're fired up for you. Happy to have you.
It's on. He's
fired. He said
up.
He was going to run down to the stadium, right? He ended up doing that. I don't know if he did that. I know if you ever, has anybody ever asked him, did he like Google Map it or anything to see exactly?
I don't know.
Hit the pedestrian route and yeah.
Did you, I was thrown off. I knew his real first name is Nathaniel, not Tank.
But right, except when you hear it, you never hear it that way. Yeah.
Well, throughout the whole draft process, I'm referring to him as is everybody else, as Tank Dell.
Right,
it's Tank
right.
Dell. Tank,
yeah.
Tank Dell at U of H, Tank Dell, Tank Dell. You know his first name, but then when they draft him and they go, Nathaniel Dell, and I'm like, who?
That guy. The guy who wrote Last of the Mohicans? What the hell?
Right. He drafted an author? So that was fun, man. I can't relive this stuff enough from last year in the draft, considering how the season played out. And they got a lot more work to do, obviously. They aspire to be greater than losing in the divisional round of the playoffs. But, man, things sure are feeling great around here. All right, heading into the 9 o'clock hour. We just played draft night for the Houston Texans. I would imagine in Carolina that they were pretty festive last year for draft night. There's a piece in The Athletic revisiting the drafting of Bryce Young and everything that unraveled in Charlotte this year that I think might be a good warning sign or a good warning read for the team picking first in the draft tonight.
I like this.
One
foretelling doom?
Potential
nice.
Big similarity between Bryce Young and Caleb Williams that Chicago should look out for. And then, quite honestly, I'm glad the Texans didn't have to deal with this past season. That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.